Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Basically, they're like wild animals, and you're never going to get the animal to not be wild. It's like they're rabid, screaming like crazy. But the only thing you can do is close in around them, like as if you're building a cage around them so that there's no other way that they can move.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am actually really excited to talk with you today about this topic, even though it's a horrible topic in a lot of ways. I mean, the fact that we have to deal with narcissists at all is just, you know, awful. But I guess there's a lesson in everything, right? So today's topic is slay your negotiations with a narcissist. And I'm going to go into why I call it slay in a little bit, because it actually stands for something. But anyway, I'm here today. I'm Rebecca Zung. I'm talking to you about how to deal with negotiating with a narcissist. I know about this. Dealing with a narcissist in real life is just impossible. But then when you have to go to negotiate with one, it's like insanity. And why? Because they feel entitled. They don't do anything that they're supposed to do. They try to manipulate you at every turn. And basically, they don't want to settle with you on anything unless you give them some reason to. You have to basically hand them the motivation. You have to incentivize them in some way to want to come to the table and have a conversation with you, because if you don't give them that, then they just don't. They ignore court orders. They do whatever the hell they want. And, you know, when I've spoken to people, and, you know, I have a YouTube channel, and if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, you should definitely go do that right now, because I put out videos all the time about how to deal with a narcissist. And so because of that, because of the podcast and my YouTube channel, I get lots and lots of emails from you guys. And I love hearing from you on what you guys are dealing with. And, you know, a lot of times I'll hear, you know, the case has been going on for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years sometimes. And it just tells me that you haven't found that spot yet. You haven't figured out how to pull that cage around that person yet. Because as I was talking to a client yesterday, I was describing it to her this way, which is that you basically they're like wild animals, and you're never going to get the animal to not be wild. It's like they're rabid, screaming like crazy. But the only thing you can do is close in around them, like as if you're building a cage around them so that there's no other way that they can move. And that's like the best way that I can describe it. And so when you are getting ready to go and negotiate with the narcissist, you're building the cage. You're building that cage around that wild animal. And, you know, a lot of times you don't really know how to build it, you know, what parts you're going to need or how big it's going to need to be before you start. But as you're in the process, you figure it out. So you look at it from a 30,000 foot view so that you can figure that out. I know for sure that dealing with them is difficult because I've represented them. I have had them as opposing clients. I've actually even had them as opposing counsel, which is awful. And as many of you who are my regular listeners or followers know, I've also had to deal with them in my own life. My husband always says, please make sure people know it's not me. So it's not my husband. It's not even my ex-husband. But I've had to deal with them, and in a very personal way and in my personal space. And it's just horrible. I mean, they are just absolutely heinous, and they stop at nothing. I call myself a target slash victim slash survivor. My friend Tracy Malone calls them Sir Thrivers. We're Sir Thrivers because we can survive and thrive. But, you know, you start off being a target. One of the things that actually gave me solace when I was listening and learning and researching about, you know, how narcissists pick their targets is that they really do pick people who are empaths. And, you know, maybe that should give you some solace too, because if you are a target slash victim slash survivor or Sir Thriver of a narcissist, then that means that you are a person who cares about other people. You are a person that's giving, you're loving, and a lot of people probably love you, and you have great relationships with people, or you have been successful in various areas of your life, because that's what narcissists want. They want what everybody else wants, but even more so, they want what they can't have or what they don't feel like they have, which is to be attached to someone that has all of the qualities that they want. And, you know, what happens with the target, though, is they attach themselves almost like pods and invasions of the body snatchers, and they literally suck the life out of you. They literally drain the life out of you because they're sucking every bit of value out of you that they possibly can to try to suck it for themselves. It's called narcissist supply. They need an endless amount of supply. And supply is anything of value to a narcissist. So it might be compliments, it might be money, it might be prestige, it might be being in the right house or attached to the right people, anything like that. Because remember, narcissists derive all of their value, virtually all of their value, from the external. So when they are attaching themselves to someone, they're finding a person that's going to give them value. So in some ways that was a little bit, you know, gave me a little bit of solace. But on the other hand, it's like, oh God, because what happens is you end up pouring yourself into this person thinking, you know, you're going to be so kind to them. And look at all the value I can bring to you. And we as empaths, we want to bring that. We want to give people value. We want to show them love. And, you know, we probably on some subconscious level feel their inner brokenness and feel like we can heal them, we can love them, we can give them enough to make them feel better. Not that we think about that on a conscious level, but, you know, maybe on some subconscious level we think that. And then, you know, we probably, all of us have our own feelings of unworthiness that we have to deal with. And so on some level, maybe it has to do with that as well. But, you know, there's definitely a symbiotic relationship between the narcissist and the empath that's not necessarily healthy, and both really kind of become codependent on each other because of that. So since the latter part of December, I've really been focusing my my efforts in my YouTube videos and everything in helping people with dealing with negotiating with a narcissist. And I've been doing that for a number of reasons, but, you know, yes, I've been practicing law for over 20 years, and yes, I've helped a lot of people that way, and I really, really understand the process. But then also dealing with it in my own personal life gave me some really, really interesting insight and lessons that, you know, I could have gone without learning. But on the other hand, if I can use them to help you guys, then, you know, that's amazing. So, and the funny thing is that, you know, right now I'm coaching someone who's in Canada, and she's getting out of a business partnership with a narcissist. And what's incredible to me is how similar the stories are. I mean, every single one of us who have dealt with narcissists in our lives, we deal with the same things. You know, we're dealing with the gaslighting, we're dealing with the triangulation. And triangulation, for those of you who don't know, is you know, where they find what people call their flying monkeys. You know, remember the Wizard of Oz had her flying monkeys. They get these people on their side to believe their stories and believe that they're victims, and, you know, and either just try to make them think that you're terrible, or it's to try to make you think that all these other people think this person is so wonderful, so therefore you should also think they're wonderful. Or it's like a warning to you, like, don't try to tell anybody how terrible they are, because no one's going to believe you, because look, everybody thinks this person is so wonderful. So that's what triangulation is. And gaslighting, I think most of you know what that is, but just to give you some idea, gaslighting is when they say things to try to make you think you're crazy, like, you know, oh, you agreed to that, or we had that conversation, and you know that never took place. Or, you know, I have had a client who the ex-husband sent a message through their co-parenting app that, you know, confirmed her agreement to a change to the parenting plan, and you know, the conversation never took place. Things like that. So, you know, the other things that narcissists do when breaking up is, you know, whether it's a business relationship or divorce, is, you know, intimidation, refusing to leave you alone, crossing boundaries, obstruction, smear campaigns, all that sort of thing, and acting entitled, you know, in such a way. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. And you know, those of us who are empaths and givers are thinking, wow, I gave you so much, and yet they don't see that. They don't acknowledge that at all. They just want what they want. And the really incredible thing is that even if they are leaving you, they act just as bad, just as awful. And I think part of it is because they want to project onto you that it's your fault that they had to leave, or how awful you must be, to take away from their own bad behavior. So, and then if you want to leave, then there's something called narcissistic injury, and it gets set off by any perceived slight. I mean, it may be just that you want to go a different direction, or you looked at them funny, or you said something innocuous, and if they take something as a slight, then you're off to the races with their insanity. And the crazy thing is that they treat you so horribly, and then if you want to leave, then they can't take it and they treat you even more horribly. It has to do with their injury. The whole thing is just insane.
Coming up, more of How to Slay Your Negotiation with a Narcissist with Rebecca Zung.
This is a way for you to actually have oars and start paddling in a direction where you can actually turn this around, where you can actually start to feel like you are the one driving the bus instead of the other side.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe, private environment. It's online or it can be through phone, chat, or text. They help you with any issue that you have an issue with, such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, basically anything you can think of. If you're unhappy, you can get a new counselor at any time. They're available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Best of all, it's truly affordable. Listeners of Negotiate Your Best Life get 10% off your first month with the discount code BREAKINGFREE. So why not get started today? BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Simply fill out the questionnaire and get started. That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca talk more about how to deal with a narcissist, including how to divorce a narcissist and win.
Dealing with narcissists, if you have to go to court, is no fun. You're in for the fight of your life.
And now we return to today's show.
So, just to remind you all, there are three different types of narcissists: the covert, grandiose, and malignant. The covert narcissist, I've done podcasts on that. You should definitely go check that out. And I've also done YouTube videos on it. But they're the ones that are a little bit, I call them the wolf in sheep's clothing. They're the ones that appear to be very kind, very nice. They might even be religious or spiritual and talk a lot about kindness, and they're just wonderful people, and the whole world just thinks that they're wonderful. But for their target, just the few people that they'll show it to, they have this just beneath the surface underlying rage, jealousy, and it manifests itself in passive aggressive ways that aren't usually seen by other people. So there's like these little drip, drip, drip things that they do that you think, that doesn't seem right. That seems like off. But they're just enough that if you tell somebody about it, people will go, well, that's not so bad, or that doesn't seem, but it's just over and over and over again. And it's really so much more insidious and so much worse than some of the other types of narcissists in some ways, because it's even more secretive and disgusting and heinous. But anyway, the next kind would be the grandiose narcissist, which is more of the type of narcissist that we all think of. That's the one that tells everybody how great they are and, that they're the best at something, and more of the type of narcissist that you normally think of. And then there's the malignant narcissist, and the malignant narcissist is, like the grandiose narcissist on steroids in a lot of ways, but they use scary tactics to intimidate. These are the ones that might be more prone to violence or threats or threats of violence, things like that, stalking. They can be pretty scary. So then they all narcissists also go through these different phases of the relationship, which would be love bombing, devaluing, and discard. And, you know, and some of them are still kind of happening all at the same time. It's not like, oh, we're done with love bombing, let's move into devaluation. It's even harder because they will be kind of love bomb, devalue, love bomb, devalue, love bomb, devalue at the same time. It's all going on, and which really, really messes with your brain. And I've talked in other podcasts and in videos about what that intermittent reinforcement, how that affects your brain and your dopamine levels and all sorts of things, and can cause trauma bonding, which we can often mistake as love for a person, but it's actually trauma bonding. So when you're negotiating, you will need the slay strategy, which I'm so excited to announce is actually part of my brand new program, which will be rolled out this week. And if you're listening on Monday or Tuesday, then it's going to be rolled out next week. And if you're listening later on, then it's probably already out. So slay your negotiation with a narcissist is... the word SLAY is an acronym, and it stands for strategy, leverage, anticipate, and you. So in dealing with a narcissist, you're going to need all four of these things. And this is a strategy that I've come to use out of my 20 years of practice and dealing with the most difficult high conflict personalities, the worst of all different narcissists. I've had covert narcissists, I've had the grandiose narcissists, I've had the malignant narcissists on both sides of the fence. I've even seen malignant narcissists as lawyers, by the way, in opposing counsel. So you will definitely need a very strong strategy. So this will include figuring out exactly what you want, how, what to even ask for, the different types of things that you'll need to do to figure that out, setting goals, creating an action plan, a plan for communication, you know, how to even respond to emails, how to interact with the narcissist in a way that makes you feel powerful. That all of that's going to be very critical when you're dealing with a narcissist, because if you just, you know, think that you're going to, you know, walk into a conversation with the narcissist, it would be like, you know, going to play tennis against Venus Williams or something if you haven't ever played tennis. I mean, these people, they're like basically professional manipulators. They have spent their entire lives manipulating. And the sad thing is that they don't even realize that they're manipulating. And sometimes they're manipulating and doing things that they don't even need to, you know, where it would have actually been so much better for them to handle things on a upfront way with integrity, and they probably would have gotten a lot more of what they wanted, but they live in this place of scarcity and negativity, and they don't believe that they can get what they want unless they're manipulating, unless they're intimidating. I mean, it's kind of sad in a way. But the one thing you should remember is that narcissists are, deep down inside, the most scared, the most fragile personalities on the planet. So if you just push them enough, they will like run away just like any bullies do. So the key is to have everything in place. So the next thing is leverage. And with leverage, you will want to make sure that you are creating an environment where you're squeezing them. So you will take a look at all the different moving parts that you have and figure out, how can you squeeze the narcissist? How can you push them into being motivated and incentivized to resolve issues with you? And then A stands for anticipate. You will always want to be two steps ahead of the narcissist, both in anticipating their behavior, their arguments, and what's motivating them, and then also plan accordingly with your strategy and your leverage. And Y stands for you. And, you know, I talk about this in terms of focusing on your case and also focusing on you as a person. It is so easy to get wrapped up into what the narcissist is doing. I know, because I've been there, and I happen to be a ruminator, and I know what it's like to get caught up in this cycle of what are they doing now, and not focusing enough on you and your case. But it's really absolutely critically important, I can tell you as a lawyer who's won lots and lots of cases, that you want to not be focused so much on what's happening on the other side of the fence as much as you're focused on what's happening on your side of the fence. And so, you know, learning to do that in a way that has a strong strategy and leverage and anticipating what the other side is doing will be absolutely the most important thing that you do to be able to win your negotiation and slay your negotiation against that narcissist. So I've put together a program that teaches you how to do that. Obviously, I can't go through the whole program here, but I've compressed it into less than 4 hours, and so that it's more like a crash course, so that you can get immediate relief. Because I've listened to you, I've interviewed many of you, I've dealt with lots and lots of clients over the years, and I know what you need, and I know that you need immediate relief. So I've compressed it in a way that allows you to get immediate relief and gives you actual real world usable tools that you can implement immediately and start using, so that instead of feeling helpless and abused and powerless and like the narcissist always gets what he or she wants and fools the world into getting everything that they want, and you just end up feeling like you're twisting in the wind, like you're a boat adrift on the water with no oars. So this is a way for you to actually have oars and start paddling in a direction where you can actually turn this around, where you can actually start to feel like you are the one driving the bus instead of the other side, where you actually feel like you're on the offensive for a change instead of being on the defensive all the time, which is such a nice feeling to have. And, you know, I know what you're thinking. A lot of times you're like, I don't want to hurt anybody. That's the empath in you, and I get that. And nobody is saying that you should try to hurt the other person. But you do want an outcome that's fair to you, especially fair under the law. And there's no way that you're going to get that unless you have a strong strategy, create leverage, anticipate what they're going to do, and focus on you. Because the narcissist doesn't want what you want. The narcissist just wants to manipulate you. You know, I always say winning isn't even what they want, because winning to a narcissist is just manipulating you. I mean, they want to win. Yes, they'll say, I want, 50-50 custody, or I don't want to pay alimony, or I want alimony from you, or whatever. So they think they want those things, and they do want those things, but they don't want them for the reason that you might think. It's more to hurt you, to punish you, to show that they got you, that sort of thing. And so If you're coming at this with any kind of idea that, you know, I'll just give them what they want and then we can settle, whatever they say they want, that's going to change as soon as you say you want that, because whatever you want, then that's what they want to make sure you don't get. So creating a game plan, having a framework so that you feel powerful and confident as you move through the process is absolutely essential to your survival through this process. Otherwise, they will eat you alive. So I am really excited about this. If you are interested in this, make sure that you reach out to me through my email or grab my Crush My Negotiation Prep worksheet. That's a really, really great way to get started. And that is absolutely free. And you can grab that at winmynegotiation.com. And for those of you who haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, you should definitely do that, because I'm also going to be giving away and gifting my program to some of my subscribers. So make sure you do that. And I'm so grateful and honored to be in this position to be able to support you through this process. And I look forward to connecting with you. So sending you much light, much white light as you work through this process.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.